Watching a crash test in person is a unique experience for sure. It's dramatic, it's powerful, and it's really loud. And even though you see the impact coming, it's hard to not flinch a little bit when it happens. You've been crashing cars and trucks and motorcycles for quite a few years. Does it ever feel like, oh, it's just another day at the office?
No, it's always exciting. It's amazing to have a long career like I've had and every day be exciting to get up and do it again. One of the things that I think when you actually come and watch a crash test that people don't realize, when we're going down the highway, we're in this little box and we feel safe and sound and driving high speed doesn't feel bad. But when you're standing there watching a vehicle come down the test track, and you've done that, Bernie, doesn't it seem like, wow, that vehicle's really going fast? But when you're driving home, you just don't get that same sensation. And I think everybody needs to see how fast you're really going to appreciate, man, if something goes wrong or I have to stop or, you know, I lose control, there's a lot of energy involved and I'm not wrapped in much. There's, you know, it's just thin sheet metal protecting us. Particularly for young drivers, they take for granted their safety. They've never been uncomfortable before. And seeing that, it drives home that, wow, this is bad. It could be bad. Because a crash is a crash. It always looks bad. It always looks violent. Even though we save somebody's life, at the end of the day, the potential for injuries is there. And we hope to mitigate those injuries. And we hope that people can get out of the car. But it's still a crash. It's still a life-threatening event.